I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Welcome to Zaslo Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslo Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslo Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslo Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslo Show 2.0. It is a Wednesday, the 3rd of April. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by our title sponsor, everything Zaslo Show 2.0, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. We got so much going on. We're right smack in the middle of the week. We are just 3 days away from WrestleMania. You know we're very excited about that. I'm back on ESPN Radio tonight with my homegirl Amber Wilson, so I'll be filling in tonight on Amber and Ian. Make sure you watch or watch. Make sure you listen to that. 7 to 10 p.m. ESPN Radio. Amber Wilson, top host on ESPN Radio, and I will be alongside my co-host, former co-host, current co-host. I don't know. We've been doing the shows together for 8 years now. I will be back with her tonight, so I'm very excited about that. There's a lot happening. And of course, when we're talking about the tournament, hey, we're down to the last 4 teams on both sides, the men and the women. And BetOnline has been your tournament bracket headquarters all of March. And now that we're down to the, pretty much, we're right there. We still got a lot more to go. MLB, it's here. NBA, NHL playoffs, right around the corner. And as always, BetOnline is your number one source for your summer sports wagering. Head to BetOnline today to stay updated on all the action. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus. That's right, on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. All right, so we're going to have a lot of fun today. We always have a lot of fun, right? Everybody having fun? Great. We're going to have a lot of fun today. So, let's start things off, actually, with last night. Last night, now, we didn't get the double dick punch. Came close, but we obviously didn't get the double dip either. We'll get to the Panthers, who I think I'm officially worried about. We got Inter Miami back in action. That's right. Your favorite little soccer team. Is Messi going to play tonight? I'm not sure, but we got Inter Miami tonight. CONCACAF quarterfinals against Monterrey. So that's at 8 p.m. tonight. I believe the game's at Chase Stadium. Now, I don't know because, excuse me, the CONCACAF games are not part. You know, I'm an inaugural season ticket holder for Inter Miami. The CONCACAF games are not part of the season ticket package. By the way, shout out to whoever bought my tickets last weekend for Inter Miami against NYCFC. You paid a ton of money for them, and then we found out Messi was out. Really bad beat. Good beat for me, really bad beat for you. So hopefully Messi plays tonight. Anyway, I'm into that. I'll be on with my girl Amber Wilson tonight on ESPN Radio, and right here on the television in the Zaslow Mansion Studios, I will have the Inter Miami game, all right? Inter Miami, 8 p.m. quarterfinals against Monterrey. Hopefully Messi plays. So that's going to be a lot of fun as far as what's going on tonight. We'll get to the Panthers. We got NBA stuff to do today. You know what I'm talking about. But first, we'll start out with your favorite little basketball team here. Really good job by the Miami Heat. Everyone was available except Tyler Hero. He's never available. Everyone else was available. Heat beat the Knicks last night, 109-99. The story of the game. Terry Rozier was your boy last night. And by the way, if you thought he had a hard time fitting in his first couple weeks here, then he gets hurt, comes back a little bit slow. He has been on fire the last few weeks. He makes this Heat offense dangerous when we get to playoff time. Terry Rozier, he is the story from last night. So he finishes with 34. He had a huge first quarter, and he really kept it going the whole game, and especially in the fourth quarter. 34 points last night for Rozier. 10 of 15 from the floor. 8 for 11 from 3. If you don't know that this is such a major upgrade from what we had before, I don't know what to tell you. And you know what I will tell you, though? I don't know if or when Tyler Hero's coming back. I'm pretty tired of that situation. He's going to make Tyler Hero expendable in the offseason. Like, he does, all from an offensive standpoint, he does everything Tyler Hero does. They're going to wind up trading Tyler Hero in the offseason. And it may be one of those deals where they trade Tyler Hero in the offseason because they have Rozier, and they don't even really get anything for him. They just want to get the money off the books, and then they could keep guys like Caleb Martin, eventually Haywood Highsmith, who, by the way, I mean, Haywood Highsmith, the locksmith? Is that his nickname, the locksmith? That's a great name. Haywood Highsmith. So, Rozier last night, he had 34. He led everybody. Butler, 17 points. Isn't that great? Like, Butler had a fine game, and he doesn't have to carry the team. Haywood Highsmith, 14 points last night. 2 for 4 from three. How about this? Over the last 5 games, Haywood Highsmith is 16 for 22 from three. The locksmith. Locking you down on one dead of the floor. 16 of 22 from three over the last 5 games. And by the way, what a ball shot with the game tied at 92. That's right. 3.5 minutes left. Game's tied at 92. How about the balls on Haywood Highsmith?
To tie the game at 92. What a comeback by New York. Highsmith, kaboom! A mighty kaboom from Haywood Highsmith when his team needed it most.
Big time shot by Haywood.
I mean, so the game's tied. The Knicks are on a big run. The Heat were just up by 16. It's now finally tied at 92. The Heat are having a hard, they hadn't scored a field goal in 5 minutes at that point. The ball comes out to Highsmith, and it's not like he was wide open. He held the ball for a second, then just goes, all right, I'm going to shoot it. The confidence that this player has now, he's the new guy. He's the next guy in line as that Heat culture guy that they develop out of nowhere. I mean, you got to find a way to have him in the rotation for the playoffs, right? And so the guys we know are playing in the playoffs, right? Rozier, Butler, Bam. All right, Robinson. I guess Hero, right? Robinson, Hero, that's 5. Martin, 6. Jaquez, 7. You gotta play Highsmith, right? 8. Then you also gotta have a big guy, so that's Love. 9. Am I leaving anybody out here? Like, this Heat team, Jovic. I mean, is Jovic still gonna start when we get to the playoffs? That's 10 right there. The point is, this is a DP team. And I'm not gonna get... Last night's a good win. It's a good win. I'm not gonna get overly excited about it, but I feel like with 7 games remaining now, you know, my whole point with this Heat team before the season started was I felt like they may take a step back in the regular season in order to take a step forward in the playoffs. And how can they take a step forward? Well, they just went to the NBA Finals. But when you lose 2 key complementary guys, keyword of the day, complementary guys. We'll get to that coming up. When you lose 2 key complementary guys like Max Strus and Gabe Vincent, I felt like there are going to be moments in the season. This regular season needs to be used. See, for people who say that the Heat don't take the regular season serious because this guy doesn't play, Jimmy doesn't play, that's bullshit. The Heat take the regular season very serious. The Heat use the regular season to make sure they're ready for the postseason. Not in the way that we're going to sit guys to make sure that they're healthy and we're ready for the postseason. No, they use the regular season to try out different lineups, different rotations, make sure guys like Highsmith, Hakez, Jovic, making sure that those guys are ready for the playoffs and able to contribute. So even if it means we're going to lose some games in the regular season as a result of not playing our optimal lineups, it's going to be beneficial for us once we get to the playoffs because we got these guys ready. That's what the Heat use the regular season for. Not that they don't care about winning all these regular season games. They use the regular season to get ready for the postseason. And I think that's the direction that we're heading in now. So, and by the way, I didn't even mention, you know, those 10 guys that I gave you for the rotation, I didn't even mention Patty Mills. I feel like Patty Mills is going to play in the postseason. This is a very, very deep Miami Heat team. So, really good win last night. Haywood Highsmith, he hits that shot to make it 95-92. First basket in over 5 minutes. And the thing was, he took the shot with confidence, and then as he's running back up the floor, he's like signaling everybody to calm down. Like, where did this guy come from? Really cool. He has to be in the rotation in the playoffs. So the Heat are up 95-92. And Terry Rozier, he winds up hitting 3 free throws. He got fouled on a 3. And then when the score is 104-99 with 34 seconds left, Terry Rozier ices the game.
Shot clock at 5. This is going to be tough. Rozier, a contested 3. Got it! Oh, my! A miraculous shot! A 3 for number 2 to put the Heat up by 8.
Crazy shot. Maybe the most difficult shot of the night that Rozier hit. His 8th and final 3-pointer right there. That ices the game. The Heat win 109-99. Really fun game. Looked like a great atmosphere. Obviously didn't like all the Knicks fans there, but that's to be expected, especially in the regular season. I mean, look, I was there in the postseason. I was there for that. I was there in the postseason when the Heat played the Knicks game 3, and there wasn't as many Knicks fans as you would have expected. Last night, it sounded like there was a lot of Knicks fans. I mean, you heard on the broadcast last night, on the TV broadcast, like the first time that the Knicks made a run early in the game or Brunson hit a 3 or something. By the way, as much as you hate the Knicks, Brunson is a terrific player. He is really easy to like. But you heard Eric Reed. Whoa, you hear that? A lot of Knicks fans in the building. He's right. There were a lot of Knicks fans. And by the way, I still can't get past it. I mean, watching the Heat games on Bally Sports Sun and watching any other game, national game or highlights from any other local broadcast, and it's such a massive difference because you know what? I can see the basketball. I don't understand how this is a thing. It's been going on all season long. When somebody shoots from the corner, the top corner, or somebody shoots from the top wing, a jump shot, a 3-pointer, you can't see the ball. You can't see the ball. I mean, the ball goes over the screen and then drops back down. Why doesn't the camera follow the ball? I don't get it. And I don't feel like this was a problem in past years. Maybe it has been, and I'm only noticing this year. But the camera doesn't follow the ball. You're watching the game. He shoots a jumper. The ball disappears and then drops down onto the rim or onto the net. It makes me nuts. Why can't the camera follow the ball? It's such an obnoxious experience watching these games. I don't get it. Anyway, Haywood Highsmith, Terry Rozier, phenomenal last night, both of them. Really good win. And look, the Heat's remaining schedule here is very, very tough. So are they going to be able to catch number six Indiana, who they're a half game back of, even in the loss column? You want to be at number six, because guess what? Let's get to some things that happened last night. All right. So the biggest thing that happened last night, Joel Embiid returns. He's missed, the last few months? He gets back with like 7-8 games remaining. And the Sixers beat the Thunder. Maxey didn't play for Philly. Jalen Williams, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, they didn't play for Oklahoma City. Nobody plays this NBA. Embiid returns. They beat the Oklahoma City Thunder. He had 24 points. This is going to wind up being beneficial. The same way it was, two seasons ago when the Heat were minus Bam, when Bam broke his wrist or whatever it was and was out for like 8 weeks. That's going to benefit the team because they were able to hang around and then he comes back and he's fresh. Well, for Embiid, for the Sixers, they're going to finish 7 or 8, so that part sucks. But for him, for a player who gets banged up, gets hurt easily, gets tired, this time off, that's not time off. We know he's been rehabbing. But this time away, he's got 6 or 7 games here to get back into, a playing rhythm. Although, he had 24 points last night. But he's got 6 or 7 games to get back into a rhythm here. And he's going to get to the postseason feeling like it's a brand new season. He's going to be fresh. This is going to wind up being potentially beneficial for the 76ers. And if you're a Heat fan, you don't want to drop to 8. They're 2 up on Philly. They shouldn't drop to 8. You don't want to have to play a road play-in game at Philly. Hell, a home play-in game against Philly is not going to be easy either. So you'd like to jump up to number 6. But here's the thing. If Philly finishes 8th, if it's Heat 7, Philly 8, Heat win that home game, they clinch number 7, and then Philly beats whoever, Chicago or Atlanta, at home, and winds up clinching the 8th spot. This is best-case scenario for Miami. For Joel Embiid and the Sixers to face the number 1 seed Boston Celtics, not that it's the Sixers, they're going to get eliminated. No, it's that the Sixers, they may bust up the Celtics. Can you imagine that? The Celtics, after this season that they've had, in the first round, having to face a fresh Joel Embiid in the first round, that would be juicy as hell. That's what the Heat fan should be rooting for. Sixers could take him out. They could take him out. All right, also last night, a couple other news and notes from the NBA. The Bucks. Bucks last night lose to the Wizards. The Bucks are a terrible road team. The Bucks road record this. And look, they're going to have to win some road games in the playoffs. Bucks road record this season. They are 18-20. It's a shit road record for a team that's supposed to contend. For example, Miami Heat's road record, 22-16. Second best in the Eastern Conference. Best is obviously Boston, who is 27-13. The Bucks are a bad road team. I'm sure Doc Rivers made every excuse in the book last night. I don't believe in this Bucks team. I got to see it for a little bit in the regular season. I don't believe in them. That's an awful loss. Steve Clifford is going to step down at the end of the season. He has been the coach of the Charlotte Hornets the last several years. Steve Clifford's a good coach. It's an awful franchise. They're a nothing franchise. There is no light at the end of the tunnel. It was very obvious either he was going to step down or I thought he was going to get fired. Steve Clifford's a good coach. Nobody can win in Charlotte. They got nothing. All right, a couple other things as far as what else is going on. Big NFL news. Stephon Diggs traded to the Houston Texans. That's right. So apparently yesterday there was a post on social media about how much success that Josh Allen has had could be due to Stephon Diggs. And look, there's no denying that since Stephon Diggs got to Buffalo, that's when Josh Allen's career really took off. Now, we're going to learn next season how good Josh Allen is, or if it was a direct result of Stephon Diggs. I think it's probably somewhere in the middle. I think Stephon Diggs has helped Josh Allen tremendously. And I also think it's pretty clear that Josh Allen is pretty good. I don't think Josh Allen's great. I think he's pretty good. Now, we're going to learn. But Stephon Diggs responded on social media to this post with something to the effect of, "You don't think so? Question marks." Meaning, he is saying that he has been the reason for Josh Allen's success. And this has been going on far too long. This has been going on. Remember, last year, Stephon Diggs, he left training camp. Some kind of issue, just up and left, went AWOL. And Josh Allen was doing a whole mea culpa. "I should have done this better. I should have done this better. Everything's fine, but we'll repair this relationship. I got to be better, blah, blah, blah." Like, he was trying to be a leader, trying to, put out the fire. And then all throughout the season, anytime there was some kind of blow up on the sideline with Diggs, you wonder, can these two get along? Well, after that incident last night, after that comment on social media, it's so clear that Stephon Diggs wanted out of Buffalo. I mean, I wouldn't want to live on the wall from Game of Thrones either, but it's so clear that Stephon Diggs wanted out of Buffalo. It's so clear he doesn't like Josh Allen. I mean, it was his brother, right? Trayvon Diggs during the season. "Stephon's got to get out of there," something like that. When you're putting these posts out on social media and you're not hiding it, it's so clear that he wanted out. And then you think it's coincidence? The very next day, today, the Buffalo Bills have traded Stephon Diggs to the Houston Texans, and they got nothing. Now, when I say they got nothing, they got a 2025 second-round pick. So, they traded Stephon Diggs, a 2025 sixth-round pick, a sixth-round pick in this year's draft, and a fifth-round pick in next year's draft for Stephon Diggs and a second round pick in next year's draft. So think about that. The Bills traded Stephon Diggs a fifth and a sixth for a second round pick next year. There you go. I made it confusing. I apologize for that. So they get a second round pick for him, but nothing to show for him this coming season. And amazing trade for the Houston Texans. You're adding Stephon Diggs, CJ Stroud, Tank Dell. We love D'Amico Ryan's tremendous job that he has done in Houston. This is a massive trade for the Houston Texans. But you also have to acknowledge, Stephon Diggs may be a little bit of a problem. Wore out is welcome in Minnesota. Wore out is welcome in Buffalo. All right, we'll see what happens in Houston. I think it's probably going to work out. He's a really good player. Houston looks like a really good team. But let's not pussyfoot around this. Stephon Diggs now has a reputation of being a difficult wide receiver, being a diva wide receiver. That's the evidence we have in front of us. Now, from a Dolphin fan standpoint, you love this. This is excellent news. The Buffalo Bills now lose their best offensive weapon. And they got nothing to show for it. They're not getting anything in return this year. This is great news for the Miami Dolphins. Also, what else is going on? On First Take this morning, you can go back and watch that. Obviously, I love First Take on Wednesdays because my man Christopher Mad Dog Russo is there. Cody Rhodes was a guest. That's right. Cody Rhodes, the American Nightmare, was a guest in studio on First Take, which is really, really cool because you got WrestleMania coming up in 3 days. I mean, I can't wait. And now, I told you yesterday, so I could also let you know, ESPN Radio, I am hosting a WrestleMania 40 preview show. That's right, WrestleMania 40 preview show this Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. I mean, I couldn't believe that they asked me to do it. It's really awesome that ESPN is doing anything like this and that they asked me to do it. I'm hosting it solo, so first time I'll ever do a solo show on ESPN Radio. and it's a WrestleMania 40 preview show? I mean, come on now. What are we talking about here? So I'm super pumped up about that. It is this Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. Now, WrestleMania starts at 7. So we're going to be able to give you a little preview between 6 and 7. We're taping a bunch of cool interviews. We're going to have great WrestleMania guests on. And then from 7 to 8, while we're talking WrestleMania, we'll also be able to keep you abreast of what's happening in the first hour of this show. So it's like a preview, and then it bleeds into the first hour of WrestleMania. So I hope you guys listen 6 to 8 p.m. this Saturday, ESPN Radio, WrestleMania 40 show. I am hosting. I am super excited about that. All right, there you go. And that's a little bit of what else is going on. All right, so I should also let you guys know, you know, if we're talking big news of the day, I got to tell you about what's going on at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. I mean, obviously, you got the spring sale season. It's in full bloom at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Incredible offers on all new Subarus in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle on their lot. And right now, at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you can make zero down payment, make zero payments for 3 months, make zero security deposit, plus right now, you can get 0% APR financing on select new Subarus. You can enjoy incredible offers during their spring sales event. Lease the 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Premium for just $199 a month for 36 months with $54.95 due at signing with approved credit. Go to nflsubaru.com. That's nflsubaru.com. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru promises to provide customers that exceptional experience you deserve at their brand new state-of-the-art facility on North Andrews Avenue. You know it's that beautiful building. You can see it from I-95 at the Cypress Creek Road exit. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. And of course, hey, love having Brunt Insurance back on the show because that means I can help you guys make sure that you get the proper insurance coverage for your home. I've been using Brunt Insurance and Financial Services for my homeowner's insurance for over 10 years now. And from Pensacola to the Keys and beyond, Brunt Insurance delivers exactly what you need with comprehensive insurance coverage. Since 2013, they specialize in home, not just home, auto, life insurance. Bruntinsurance.com, 954-589-2204. Like I told you, they got offices all throughout the state. So wherever you're calling from in the state of Florida, Davie, Stewart, Lakeland, they know the area you're calling from. They're going to make sure you get the most affordable care and the best coverage around. I recently switched my automobile insurance to Brunt Insurance. Well, you get your auto, motorcycle, or boater's insurance. You're making the right call. 954-589-2204. The team at Brunt Insurance has the expertise and experience to find the perfect coverage for you. And that includes comprehensive policies for both trailers and motorhomes. Make the call, 954-589-2204, or go to bruntinsurance.com, 954-589-2204.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
All right. So, the Panthers. Panthers lose last night at Montreal 5-3. They lose back-to-back nights. They lost 6-4 the night before at Toronto. They lose last night to a bad Montreal team, 5-3. Now, there was no Verhaeghe. He got hurt the last game against Toronto. They're hoping he'll be back before the end of the regular season. Ekblad's out as well. He got hurt was it the night before? I don't remember which one, but like he got into a fight. Not really a fight, but he got dragged to the ground and never returned from the lock from the dressing room after the next period started. So Ekblad might be hurt now. He's always hurt. Matthew Tkachuk missed the game last night. He's sick. All right, not that big a deal. But the Panthers now have lost 8 of their last 10 games. And their defense, which has been so good all year, the defense kind of sucks right now. Like Dmitry Kulikov, awful last night. The Panthers' defense has been bad recently. It's not even that the goaltending hasn't been bad. The guys in front of them have been bad. Killing Bobrovsky. And I posed the question yesterday on Twitter because I haven't been worried. I feel that, all right, cruising into the postseason is not necessarily the way to go. You know, the Panthers, when they won the President's Trophy, they cruised into the postseason in 2022. And then they barely got past Washington and got their shit kicked in by Tampa. Last year, they had a ton of adversity and it paid off. And they went to the Stanley Cup Finals. And now this year, they were cruising and now they've dealt with some adversity. I felt that that was a good thing. But they don't need to be losing 8 of their last 10 games. They don't need to be losing the way they've been losing, especially with, you know, their bread and butter essentially being their defense does not look good, and it hasn't looked good for a while now. I'm officially worried. And I put it out there on social media yesterday, and most of you guys were worried as well. I'm worried about the Panthers right now. Now, the Panthers' final stretch here, what do they have? Let's see how many games they have. They have 6 games remaining. So, the Panthers' final 6 games, let's see here. All right. They're at Ottawa tomorrow. Ottawa sucks, but Ottawa hates the Panthers. You got a lot of animosity there. And then they're at Boston on Saturday. And then their final 4 games, and that's a big one if you want to finish first in the Atlantic. Panthers' final 4 games, all at home, 3 of 4 are easy. Ottawa, Columbus, Buffalo, and then they finish with Toronto at home. So, Boston, that game's going to be big this weekend. Boston, they're even in games played now. Boston's 4 up. So, it's looking more and more like the Panthers are going to finish second. But here's the thing. The Panthers still have one more game against Toronto. The Panthers are 4 up on Toronto right now. Toronto's got 2 games in hand. Like, Toronto can totally catch the Panthers at this point. So the Panthers can go from, now it was only a short period of time, they were first in the entire NHL, then they were just first in the Atlantic for a while. Well, now they're in second. It's looking less and less like they're going to finish first in the Atlantic, and they might finish third, which means they don't get home ice advantage in the first round. Now, that's not such a big deal, but you'd like to have home ice advantage if the option is either having home ice advantage or not having home ice advantage. So if they finish third, if they drop to third, they will start out at Toronto in the postseason. If they finish second, they will host Toronto, most likely, to start out the postseason. Now, if they can beat Boston this weekend, then you got a chance at finishing first in the Atlantic. You need some help still. And then you would probably face Tampa in the first round. Now, I've already told you, I would love to face Tampa in the first round. I want to play Tampa. I want to end their season. I think it's only right if the Panthers are going to win a Stanley Cup is to go through the Lightning. But it's looking more and more like they're going to play Toronto. And it's quite possible that they start out in Toronto. So they need to get their shit together. And I'm starting to get a little bit worried about the Panthers. I got to be honest. I got to be honest. All right, you know what else I got to be honest with? The way that I enjoy every big game here in the Zaslow Mansion. I mean, how do you think? I wasn't enjoying the Panther game last night, but I was enjoying the Heat game. Great game. How do you think I enjoyed that? An ice cold Johnny Cuba in my hand. That's right. Johnny Cuba, official beer of Zaslow Show 2.0. You know what I'm talking about. European roots with that Caribbean soul. A refreshing German lager in a can. You could pick up a 6-pack for yourself at your local Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie, Fresco y Mas. Matter of fact, if you go to the Johnny Cuba site right now, go to www.johnnycuba.us. You go to Johnny Cuba's website right now, and they have a Johnny locator. You could locate the closest store near you that has Johnny Cuba. So go pick up a six-pack of Johnny Cuba for yourself. Go to johnnycuba.us and find the local outlet. Always drink responsibly. And, of course, don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra. Stay tranquilo. All right, so I saw this earlier this morning. Now, you know LeBron James. You know LeBron James. LeBron has a new podcast. It's called Mind the Game. It's with J.J. Redick. And this is the second or third episode, I think, that just came out either today or last night. And I bring this up because, well, first of all, they've started, like, Mind the Game. It's supposed to be, like, super hardcore X's and O's with LeBron and J.J. Redick. And everyone was fawning over it when it first came out. For me, I'm like, this is so fucking boring. This is a snooze fest. They're just going to sit there and talk X's and O's. I'm sorry. Like, that, you'll get a niche audience for that for sure. But the majority of your audience doesn't want to hear you just sit there and break down X's and O's. It's so boring. So if you listen to the latest episode, they've kind of abandoned that. And they're now talking, like, stories. They're talking about the past and that kind of stuff. And that right there is stuff that people want to hear. So one of the things, I guess, that they talk about in the latest episode is LeBron's time with the Heat. How about that? So I want you to listen to this clip here where LeBron is talking about how when they lost. And by the way, in this, there are clips of LeBron giving Chris Bosh a ton of credit, giving Eric Spoelstra a ton of credit, says a lot, like praises the Heat a lot. But give this a listen here, this clip, where LeBron talks about how the roster construction, when he first got to the Heat in the 2011 season, where it just, like, they didn't have enough what he calls complementary players.
Obviously, my first year in Miami, yeah, we had a big three. And everyone said it's a super team. Super team is super team net. But we had to build our team around all minimum guys, which was still okay, but we didn't fill out the complimentary guys enough. Yeah, we had Rio, we had Udonis, you know, but we didn't have enough as far as enough complimentary guys to actually make it all work. And we still made it to the finals.
All right. I mean, you gotta be fucking kidding me. The balls on LeBron to talk about how they did not, like, the reason they didn't win was because they did not have good enough complementary players. The balls on LeBron. Now, full disclosure, LeBron does at some point talk about he did not play well enough. He did not play well. He was horrible. All right, we remember that. He was horrible that series. He was horrible in the fourth quarter that series. He shrunk so small in the biggest moment. Everybody remembers that. And he did acknowledge that he did not play well enough. But the idea that the reason that they lost was they did not have, and they added great complementary players. The next year, they were able to add Shane Battier. The year after that, they were able to add Ray Allen. They weren't able to do it all at once because, you know, salary cap. But the Heat were up 2-1 in the NBA Finals. They were up 2-1 in the NBA Finals with a 9-point lead in the fourth quarter, early in the fourth quarter of game 4, with a chance to go up 3-1. They were up 2-1. And by the way, they should have won game 2. Remember, they were up double digits early in the fourth quarter of game 2, and they blew that game, which I think is the worst loss in Miami Heat history. They were up 2-1 in the finals, a finals where LeBron shrunk so small, and we're talking about they didn't have good enough complementary players. Get the hell out of here. That is some balls on LeBron to say they did not have good enough complementary players. They were up 2-1 in the finals, ahead by 9 in the fourth quarter. Are you kidding me? And by the way, at one point that season, remember, the team was 9-8 in the regular season, and then they proceeded to win 22 of their next 23 games. Didn't have good enough complementary players. Oh, that I'll tell you, that takes a lot of balls for LeBron to say that. A lot of balls. You know what doesn't take a lot of balls? Going to SheetsGiggles.com and ordering the softest, coolest, most breathable sheets you've ever touched in your life. That's right. How do you think I wake up in the morning and I'm so refreshed? I get the best sleep of my life every single night. Sheets and Giggles. Support the sponsors that support the show. And Sheets and Giggles is making sure you have the softest, coolest, most breathable sheets. You go to SheetsGiggles.com. You get the comforter. I got the pillow. You can get yourself a brand new mattress made from the wood from eucalyptus trees while also making sure we're keeping the environment safe and friendly. That's right. Now, mattresses, you may be saying, Zaslav, mattresses are really expensive. Yeah, well, how about if I told you, if you use promo code Zaslav, your first time at SheetsGiggles.com, you're going to get 20% off your order. That's right. 20% off your first order when you go to SheetsGiggles.com and use promo code Zaslav. And you get the bed sheets, the fitted sheets, the blankets, the pillowcases. You're not going to have to worry about where else you're going to shop for your bed sheets for the rest of your life, because you're going to become one of over 100,000 Americans who are sleeping on Sheets and Giggles and never turning back. That's right. SheetsGiggles.com. Promo code Zaslav. SheetsGiggles.com. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us by where we get all the big deals on all the apparel for all of our favorite local sports teams. Caneswear. Have you been to Caneswear in Davie lately? They moved to a new location a few months ago. Same plaza, same great experience, even bigger selection. I was there recently. My man Brett showing me around. They have everything you need. Everyone knows that Caneswear is the largest selection of Miami Hurricanes gear, but they also carry an amazing selection of all your favorite South Florida pro teams. Dolphins, Panthers, Heat, Inter Miami, Marlins. No matter which South Florida team you root for, Caneswear is the spot. Miami sports fans shop. Caneswear.com. You can shop right now wherever you are. Caneswear.com. 2655 South University Drive. Caneswear is the spot. South Florida sports fans shop, where you get all of the big deals. Big deal or not a big deal. So, we know WrestleMania 40 is this weekend. They're in Philadelphia. They're doing all kinds of press. Well, how about Kofi Kingston from New Day? He was in the TV booth for the Phillies game yesterday. And how about John Kruk, who we've talked about this before. John Kruk, huge pro wrestling fan.
600 something days or something like that. It's almost, it's a historical reign.
Out with the old and in with the new.
Yeah. You're amazing. You are amazing.
He's on it, man.
I love it.
He's on it.
I love it. You know, let's put it this way. If it was a World Series game, if the Phillies aren't participating and wrestling was on, I'm watching wrestling.
Wow. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Loyalty.
How about that, John Kruk? He loves pro wrestling. There was a game, I think it was last year, and he was explaining to the other guys in the booth what WWE Money in the Bank is. This is a big deal. He's a huge pro wrestling fan. And you could hear Kofi Kingston, very impressed. Big deal or not a big deal? So ESPN NFL analyst, former player Dan Orlovsky, he was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday, and this is not the first time that Dan Orlovsky is being accused of farting on TV.
Hey, this guy's not only scoring, he's helping his teammates out. That's what the hockey community's wrong.
It's impossible to be at the top at both of those, essentially. Like,
another farting Dan Orlovsky situation.
Danny Dumps.
What do you mean? It's unbelievable.
Your butt was just talking.
We heard it.
Your butt just farted into the phone again, like you in Monday Night Football.
Oh, no.
That's what just happened.
What do you mean?
Remember Monday Night Football when you had your microphone and you went to sneeze and you bent down and it caught your fart?
Your asshole just farted. We heard your fart, brother.
We heard your fart, brother.
Yeah.
We heard your butt just fart. In the middle of the tank.
I did not fart.
Oh, Dan. It's two times now, Dan. This is the Orlovsky thing.
Fool me once, Dan.
Are you guys being serious right now, or are you messing with me?
Dan, we have the capabilities.
I would like to let the hockey world.
I'm going big deal. I mean, Orlovsky's reaction, he really seemed confused. So if he did fart, he played it off really well. That's a loud fart. I'm going big deal. You know what? That is your reputation. You're the guy who farts on TV. That's a bad reputation. Big deal or not a big deal? How about, like I told you, WWE doing so much press this week. Montez Ford from the Street Profits. Here's Montez Ford on how the Attitude Era has influenced today's wrestlers.
We had Corey Graves on the show recently, and I've heard John Cena talk about this before, and he said he believes there's kind of a resurrection, a revamp in 90s WWE to now. And Corey totally agreed with it. So do you think that that's the case? I feel like we're seeing more of the 90s WWE kind of again.
I think so. Because a lot of us watched as kids. And like the kids who watch now are now working now. They're part of the business. And I'm one of them. So like I feel like now we're just basically adding those elements and like what kept us so intrigued and excited as kids. And it's so cool because not only have we know the moments that kept us excited, but now we're actually the ones that are actually generating and being a part of these moments. So it's such a great time to be a professional wrestling fan and on the heels of the biggest WrestleMania of all time, WrestleMania XL. And then our childhood heroes actually being a part of this WrestleMania as well. So like all of these, you see like the cross brand and partnership of like so many generations like just joining together for WrestleMania at this time. And it's like, for me, it's like the most exciting time because you see so many different waves of talent now being a part and integrating with each other.
I'm going big deal. I love it. I mean, WWE is on fire these days. They've certainly been a little bit more violent recently. The language, the profanity, you want too much, but there seems to be an attitude that the product has right now. Love it. Big deal. And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, brought to us as always by Caneswear. You get all the big deals when you go to caneswear.com. Stop by their store, 2655 South University Drive, just south of 595 on the west side of University. Hats, t-shirts, everything for your favorite local sports teams. Caneswear is the spot. South Florida sports fans shop. All right, here we go. So tonight, we got Inter Miami on TV. Make sure you listen to me and the homegirl, Amber Wilson, 7 to 10 p.m. ESPN Radio tonight. A lot to get to. A lot of NFL news, NBA news. Look, we're going to have a great time. You don't need me to sell you. You know what's happening here. Today's show brought to us by Bet Online. Thanks to everybody behind the scenes. Your hard work is always appreciated. I love you a long time. You do such a good job helping put together the show today and every day. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Zaslow Show 2.0. You know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you,
Tremfya, guselkumab, is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue, as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.